what did you decide? Shall we gather at the river? All right, so here we go. We're talking about communicating, and one of the questions I want to ask as we explore this and build ourselves up in our communicating skills is this. What motivates us to communicate at all? And then the question I really want us to focus on is this one. What motivates us to communicate well? Isn't it interesting that some people can communicate very, very loudly without communicating well? Some people can communicate very dramatically, but not communicate well. The arms can be flying all over the place. The volume can be turned up real loud. And you might be tempted to think, wow, that person is really communicating. Not necessarily. It's about what needs to be conveyed. Notice I said what needs to be conveyed. Not necessarily what we want to convey. Ultimately, it comes down to what needs to be conveyed. It could be that what we need to have conveyed may match up with what we want to have conveyed. What we need to convey, what we want to convey, may be one and the same. But if they're different, focus on what needs to be conveyed. What needs to be conveyed is part of the picture. What needs to be perceived is another part of the picture. And we can be all dramatic and loud and crazy. And we can be making it real hard for the person we're communicating to pick up on anything we're saying because of how theatrical we're being. And we're getting all dramatic and theatrical. We may not be coming anywhere near close to saying the words that need to be spoken. We may be emotionally in overdrive and mentally in neutral. And we're not able to slow down enough emotionally to say, wait a minute, hold up, let me think a lot more about what I'm getting ready to say or about what I've already said and what might follow, what I might say in the next few minutes. Yeah, we can get all upset for whatever reason. Maybe sometimes justifiably, at other times not at all justifiably. But we're upset, we're bothered, hot under the collar, steam coming out of our ears, whether justifiably or not. Sometimes the anger is justified and sometimes it's not. And we want to just go off. And so that's what some people do, just go off. And if they're just going off, the probability is they're not communicating well. What motivates us to communicate well? Why do we want to communicate well? Well, part of the reason, one reason, and I want you to certainly think about what I'm going to be sharing with you, but I also want you to be gathering your own thoughts about this. I want you to add to the list. Each list that we'll come up with, as I talk through it, I get to the end of my list, I want you to be thinking, okay, I can buy into that. But what about this? Add it to the list. Because what we want to do is allow this conversation to empower us to become more effective communicators. Even if you're already communicating well, let's see what we can do to become even more effective as communicators. So one of the things that might motivate us to communicate well, particularly when it comes to the listening end of communication, is caring for the speaker. I mean, we're listening to someone and we want to listen effectively. Very often, if we genuinely care for the person who is speaking, that can motivate us to listen attentively, to listen closely, to listen carefully, to prick up our ears, especially. Well, we'll get to it. But care for the speaker, our genuine concern for the person speaking to us. Now, on the flip side of that, we're the speaker and the other person is listening. We want to communicate effectively, again, because we care about them. We care about how our words and everything else that goes into our speech affects the other person, affects the listener. So we want to communicate well, partly because we care about the person we're communicating with. How about this? This is a little different. We also take a genuine interest in the person with whom we're communicating, so that when they're talking, we really want to hone in on what they're saying, because we don't want to miss anything. But it's also because, and I mean just on general principle, we won't want them to ask us a question about something they said, and then we have to, with embarrassment, say, "Oh, I didn't hear that part. I missed that. What did you say again?" We don't want to be caught in that spot. But not only that, but because what they're saying, we truly find interesting. Now, here's the thing. There can be times when what a person is discussing really isn't that exciting. It is not that interesting. It's not something that in and of itself can hold your attention. But because of your concern about that person, because you care about that person, maybe even your love for that person, maybe the fact that you like being with that person, you consider this person one of your friends, someone you truly enjoy being with. The nature of the relationship can cause you to change your mind about the level of interest of what they're talking about. It could be something that was truly boring you, but you kept finding, you kept looking for aspects of that conversation that you could find to be interesting. And before you knew it, without even further major effort on your part, you're finding the conversation interesting, even though initially it was not. And so you're listening, you're motivated to communicate well by listening well because of your genuine interest in what that person's talking about. What about this one? Motivated to communicate well because of the respect that you have for the person who's speaking. You notice how a lot of this has to do with the quality of the relationship you have with the person or the people. Now we're focusing on respect. It really is the right thing to do. When someone is talking to us, most of the time, we really should be paying attention. Sometimes a person is just being downright ugly, and we are justified in tuning them out, even walking away. But many, many, many times, a person is saying something that is worth hearing, and we need to have enough respect for them that we're truly listening to what they're saying. We're showing them, we're demonstrating that because they mean something to us, their words mean something to us. And so rather than tuning them out, rather than dismissing what they're saying as irrelevant and insignificant, we're respectfully listening to them. But how about when it's time to speak to them? Does respect have a role to play there?